genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me.
Well, I've said this for a very long time, that Obamacare had little or nothing to do with health care and everything to do with control. I mean, let's be honest about this. And you've heard these sorts of things already, because this is the way it works. When the Democrats put in Social Security, it wasn't about security at all. It was securing votes. Because how many times have you heard Democrats, if you vote for Republicans, they'll take away your Social Security? And then that was extended more recently to health care. You know, the ad of Republicans rolling an old person off a cliff in a wheelchair, you saw that. And even more recently than that, you understand student loans that are being controlled by the United States government now, 99%, something the government should do nothing with. If you vote for the Republicans, they'll actually make you pay what you borrowed. If you vote for us, we'll give it to you all for free. It's all about control, in my estimation. Dr. Jane Orion, a professor at the University of Arizona College of Medicine and a staff physician at Tucson Veterans Administration Hospital, joining me now to discuss it. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
Where am I wrong?
Well, you're not wrong. I mean, this is obviously the case. They can't even get their words straight. They talk about Obama giving you health care. Actually, no. There's no medical care at all involved. It's about getting an insurance card that your doctor may not even be willing to accept.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that doctors and nurses and physician's assistants and lab technicians, they give medical care, right?
They give medical care. If you don't have people like that involved, you don't get any medical care. What good does it do you when you're sick to have an insurance card in your pocket?
Nothing at all. So, all right. So, we agree that when it comes to health care and Obamacare, it was all about control. And it didn't take the Democrats very long. They're already talking now about, well, we can fix this. You know, we can't believe this happened. We can fix this with a single-payer system, right? Because it's worked so well in the VA system over all of these years. I mean, we can have the VA system for everybody. Won't that be great?
Well, I think that's where I learned about the hazards of socialized medicine. I was a VA physician for about 5 years, in addition to doing it as in my training. A lot of people do some of their training at the VA hospital. And that's when I decided I really had to go into private practice because, well, the VA, it has some good people there. It does some good things, but people can sit in the waiting room all day long, and the gatekeeper will finally get around to them only if you kick them out and saying you don't have a service-connected disability. That was our job.
That was your job, to turn people away?
Yes.
To say, I'm sorry, no room at the inn.
Exactly.
So
you don't qualify.
You don't qualify. You don't have the right plan. Gosh, I'd really like to help you. Yeah, you look like you're in a lot of pain. That really looks like it hurts. I'm so sorry. Goodbye. So is that what we can expect, doctor, for American healthcare? And I use the term loosely in this application. Is that what we can expect from American healthcare if we get a single payer system in place?
Well, it's happened all over the world every single time, despite the glowing reports of certain people who say, oh, they've been to England or they've been to Canada and it was really wonderful. And I guess it's wonderful when you're not sick to think you don't have to worry about any medical bills. Your tax bill, of course, is something else, but you don't have to worry about any medical bills if you do get sick. And of course, there's not going to be any bill if you don't get any care. There's actually a lottery in Canada for people trying to get a family doctor, because if they don't have a family doctor, they can't get a referral for anything if they do require a specialist.
Well, that's right, and here's where I'm going to come back to. Dr. Jane Orion here, a professor at the University of Arizona College of Medicine and a physician at the Tucson Veterans Administration Hospital for a period of time. Here's where I'm going to come to is that people in power know that these systems all over the world fail. They know that. They can go there and see for themselves. They're smart enough to figure that out, but instead of telling the truth about it, they still lie. So you have to ask yourself, what is the motive of somebody that visits the healthcare system in the UK or somewhere else and realizes it doesn't work very well? Or Canada, and knowing that Canadians are flocking over the American border to get heart surgery and hip replacements done in America because they can get done in a much better time fashion. People from Poland coming here and paying $20,000 to have heart surgery because they can't get it in Poland in a timely fashion. They know better. Why would they lie? What's the motive?
Well, socialized medicine brings in a huge pot of money. Everybody's money comes into the system, and then they dole it out as they like to some people for some medical care. But in the meantime, there's opportunity for leaks at every stage of the process. I mean, we have $3 trillion sloshing through the so-called healthcare system in the U.S., and probably less than half of it goes into anything you would recognize as medical care. It doesn't buy wheelchairs, it doesn't buy x-rays, it doesn't buy doctor consultations. It just pays the different people who are somehow involved in the process of shuffling the money around.
Yeah, it's about shuffling the money around. And we know that resources taken out of the private sector and put into government hands becomes excessively inefficient. So, in effect, you every time the money passes around, the dollar goes from the taxpayer to the government to some provider, the provider to another provider, that to an insurance company. Back. The value of that dollar making that circuit run is a fraction, and I mean a small fraction, of what that dollar was worth in the hand of a private individual. I mean, that's free market fact.
Well, charity clinics in New Jersey are taking care of people that Medicaid doesn't help, including one woman who had a fracture of her leg and couldn't get it fixed for 3 years. That's here.
A broken leg?
Yep.
3 years.
She couldn't stand up for 3 years because Medicaid couldn't get anyone to treat it. A charity clinic did.
Somehow that gets blamed on, you know, and don't get me wrong, the feckless politicians, the Republicans that aren't getting it done. Now, we may get an Obamacare repeal vote today. Whether or not it goes anywhere, I don't know. But I do think that Donald Trump is right about this. Republicans have run their mouths for 7 years about repealing this law that hurts people, which it does nothing to provide better health care because it doesn't. It does everything to enrich the insurance companies and line their pockets and help out their bottom lines. If the Republicans can't find a way to repeal this, which they campaigned on and promised, their biggest promise of all was to repeal Obamacare. If they can't do this, I don't think they deserve to be in office, and I believe that the president is right about this.
Well, the only reason a lot of them are in office is because the alternative was to vote for a Democrat. And Democrats are all about taking your money and controlling it and pretending to do some good deeds, and they do some. I mean, there are some poster children who get something and will be crying and whining that they're going to lose their medical care if we repeal Obamacare, when the fact is that people were getting medical care before Obamacare. They're going to continue to get it, but they're going to be getting it. But more poor quality, lower service, hugely inflated costs, the more government we have involved.
No, I'm going to take you into the world of high-stakes gambling now, Doctor, just for a moment. Handicap for me today's vote. What do you expect? Do you expect something to happen? If so, will they vote to repeal whatever's in place now and with the idea that they'll put something else in its stead?
It will be really interesting to see. I just really can't predict it. They may say, oh, well, we don't have the vote. But when the people actually have to put their vote on the record and their constituents can see,
then they don't do it. You're exactly right. You know, Doctor, next time you're here, you could just wildly speculate and pretend it's a liberal program and just wildly speculate and make stuff up. But I do appreciate, I'm just joking, of course. I appreciate your time, Dr. Jane Orient. Always a good education here. You're listening to The Steve Gerber Show.